Inspired by rhythms of Negoleiros do Ritmo, Musangola, Dimbangola, Jingas and Ngola Ritmos, the Chiesos build an important and unique musical trajectory based on a rhythmic and stylistic construction. Although the name imprint remains timeless, the group has undergone several metamorphoses throughout its existence. Let's take another break that give us access to the songs Monami and Rosa Rosa of this group.
Juanese na mona mine. Oyo so andalanga ko so botata. Nene nene Juanese na tata. Oyo so andalanga ko bana kwe. Eme ganda la bolongo funu ami pe. Ya tiba gagai mona mi tata. Ambula papa, sitolo jangi kumbokia. Ay, mon ami, kanako di la kiapule. Ambula papa, sitolo jangi kumbokia.
Listeners, we've come to the end of the single weekly edition of Rhythms and Melodies of Angola. Stay with Miglioro and bye bye.
bailar, para goma con mi mujer, para goma con mi lolo, para goma con mi mujer, para goma con mi bibi, para goma con mi lolo.
Classics of Dingolan music. Classics of Dingolan music. A tribute to the music of all time.
Very good rhythms of Dingolan music. Angola has a different and variety of musicians who have been performing in the country, and some of them have great names such as Bonga Kwenda, such as the late Valdemar Bastos, such as the late Carlos Buriti. We have a very great name such as Sam Anguana, great names like Carlos Lamartini, Don Caetano, and looking at the young people, we have the new generation who has also been doing very good things and have been taking very good steps of the Angolan musical arena that is also being purchased and also taking part around the world. This is the case of Yuri Acuña, the case of Perola, the case of Anna Joyce, and others. They make the great number of Angolan musicians also performing and playing and doing all their best for this country. Let's now give room to talents of our homeland.
We have a guest in our studios. He's going to introduce himself. Hello and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm Candido from Angola. Yeah.
Candido only?
Candido Ferreira, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Candido Ferreira?
Yes.
From Itel?
I'm from Itel. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You are a finalist?
Yes, I'm a finalist. I finished my high school in Itel.
In technology?
In technology.
New technologies?
Yeah, informatic technology.
So tell us, what do you know about the new information technologies?
Okay. I really exactly don't know how to say, like in one way about one technology. Yes, I know many things about technology first.
Yeah, but tell us about these things.
Yeah, these things, like the first things that I want to say is about programming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm programming, I'm a system developer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just make my high school because I build their systems. Mm-hmm. So in this way I can say that I think that programming is the most big way that we have to grow up a new society, mm-hmm. and to change our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So like I don't know if it was Bill Gates or Steve Jobs who say everybody need to know how programming,
okay.
because it make people know how to live.
Okay.
Yeah.
So programming is also a way of living.
Yeah, it is also a way of living, because when you are programming, you are make a sentence about all things that you want to build,
mm-hmm.
and you define what are rules of these things, and so these things is gonna work with all things that you define. Also, if you define, yes, sir, I want my program to do this, and he's gonna do this,
mm-hmm.
because it's like you can create it all things, but the all rulers of these things that you are creating is yours.
What is the key to programming a computer?
I program in many languages, and one of those is PHP,
mm-hmm.
Laravel framework. I really know so much about Laravel framework,
okay.
because it's not a language, but it's a framework of a PHP language.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of framework that I have the most contact.
Mm-hmm.
So I build too much system that I just forget how many. Yeah, because when I was training in this area, it's like I want to say I need to start with some things. So I don't find anything too much cool to start. So when I visit an area, see PHP, I say, well, I find my love. So I need to know about this. And when I go more deep and my shares about PHP, I found Laravel. And when I found Laravel, I think that I found all things that I was needed.
Do you also believe that new technologies have come to make our lives easy?
No, I don't think that this is in this way, but it's a really in this way, but not too much in this way here.
Mm-hmm.
Because technology is coming to simplify your life, not to make easy.
Mm-hmm.
Life is not easy for anyone. You
yeah,
need to know, you
right.
need to put on your mind, even you click your telephone, it is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is simple, but it's not easy, because when you do it too much times, you know, yeah, you can
yeah,
say, I'm
it.
Tired. Yeah, I'm tired to use my telephone, because
yeah.
it is not easy. So you need to do something, some actions, okay? And so I think that technology comes to simplify these actions.
Mm-hmm.
So many people is thinking, now, we are in a year of technology, so we don't do nothing, and we will not do nothing. We will only relax,
mm-hmm.
and see our machine do all things. So I don't think so.
So that robotic?
Yeah, it's robotics, because all things in
you
the
understand back, about anything about robotics?
I know
robot.
I know a little bit of
robot
IoT.
Programming.
IoT is like Internet of the Things.
Mm-hmm.
It's one way of robotic programming.
Okay.
It's like to create connections with different machines. Yeah.
You mean artificial intelligence?
And artificial intelligence, I really only know that Elon Musk is a great man of this. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly many things about artificial intelligence. I think that is the next step of technology, and we don't in Angola we don't do this next step.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just think that we are in the first degree of technology.
Mm-hmm. So what can you say about technological development in Angola?
Okay, I want to say the first that we are a society that are visionary and good things for the future. We are fighting with our energy to create a sustainability programs and technologies. So I can say that many people think that in Angola we don't have a programming. So
mm-hmm.
it is wrong, too much wrong mindset.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know that we have...
But do you think we are advanced in terms of technology already?
Yeah, we are ready. I was at South Africa in the next month.
Oh,
yeah.
Last month?
Yeah, in the last month, I'm
yeah.
sorry. Yeah, in the last month, I just confused myself.
Yeah.
In the last month, I was at South Africa, and one of the focus of this was talking about technology in Africa,
mm-hmm.
concretely in my country.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sharing about our technology, and I was look that we are two or three steps more.
More than
other countries.
Other countries.
Yeah,
okay.
Other countries in Africa. So it is just advantage, you know, because when you see the contest of our Africa, and you see Angola and you see the story of Angola, you need to know that it's not easy to develop our mentality about technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to know this, and we need to know to don't judge Angola because we don't have a only local.
Yeah, but is it easy to have a computer in Angola?
I think so. It's too much easy. Yeah.
So too much easy.
Too much easy.
I need a computer, for instance.
You have a work. You can buy this.
Is it not expensive? Too expensive?
No, it's not too expensive. It's not too expensive. Different with other countries. Yeah, in Angola, it's not too expensive for a computer. We have too much accessibility of computers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we don't have only too much access of internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a computer, but even you don't have internet, you can do. You can do 5% of the function of the really functions of your computer
mm-hmm.
need internet.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was finished my high school in Italy, I was looked with this reality. I have a computer,
mm-hmm.
but I need to have internet because computer is the door that open you to the new
world.
Uh-huh. But internet is a link that connect to you to
this world.
Okay. It isn't this way.
Uh-huh.
So even you have a computer. Without the internet, you are not doing nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in terms of inventions, do you think Angolans are inventing a lot?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But I don't think exactly in the progress of other nations like America, like UK, like other big men of technology.
We are in the back banners.
No, we are not also in the back banners. We are where we need to stay. Yeah.
So where are we?
We are first to,
because some of our inventors are going to a fair soon. So I would like to know, is Angola really producing in terms of technology?
Angola really produces in terms of technologies, like systems. When we talk about systems, I can say Angola is in the front.
Okay.
Because we feel in this, because we have many systems that is working now other parts of the world,
mm-hmm.
but many people, many Angolans men, just participated to develop these systems.
Mm-hmm.
So even our men of there don't say I do, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. So I have many friends. Yeah, I really have many friends, Angolan guys, that just work for the biggest company in our part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that he cannot say, I do this, because it's a team. You know, when the work is a team, you say, my team does this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we do this.
Yeah, we do this. It is like this. So I think that the particularity, we don't have, a visual with other nations
mm-hmm.
because we don't participate in a big competitions
mm-hmm.
about technology. So, and we need to first, when we talk about this, we need to know that what we do, it is too much important
mm-hmm.
because you cannot talk about technology even you only know to create systems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can talk about technology when you know to make a robot, when you know EA, when you know IoT, a simple part of technology
mm-hmm.
make a big context of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we can say that Angola is okay in terms of technological development.
If we say okay, maybe they will be relaxed.
Mm.
So it's not too okay, but they are not bad. So they are going. We are going.
Mm-hmm.
So
tell me, what do you know about satellite?
Satellite.
Yeah.
What does it mean, satellite?
Because Angola has got one satellite already, AngoSat.
Okay, satellite. Okay. I do my first course of GGPN.
Mm-hmm.
GGPN is like a cabinet of space in Angola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
You mean the office for space exploration?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I make my course under is a little satellites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has been how satellites work and so. And I think that the big problems of these
satellites,
the satellites, mm-hmm. is that we don't have a really machines
satellite can facilitate many things, can
contain
many things easy, like TV,
radio,
broadcasting, and so on and so forth, and also the internet.
Okay.
And we are talking about G5,
yeah,
5G or GPS, or 4G, something like that, 5G, selling on the internet.
So we need to know that satellite is too much expensive. It's too much expensive. The element of
you mean the bigger one?
Yeah, the element of satellite is too much expensive. So when we build our big satellites and say that we can do this to go to the space, so we are saying that we have capacity to pay a technical demand to make our checks of these satellites. So it is now exactly what Angola do. It has been like Angola have a condition to pay a satellite, but don't have a really machine to operate these satellites.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like this.
You mean that besides AngloSat 2, we need something else to make it function properly.
Yeah, yeah. Reason
what
why
is it? What is it?
Is a technical people? Technical people.
You mean we need to qualify our technically? We need to qualify our staff.
People, yeah, our staff qualify. Mm-hmm. So, men who start a really start of technology.
But it's a good step by Angola for after launching.
But
I
don't think that is necessary right now. Do this.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really problem. So when you see your country, you need to. Is it like some things that are learning in South Africa? Is like really problems really need the real solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot talking about systems if we have a really problem, environment problems.
Mm-hmm.
So in this way, is like I want to say that, we can have a satellite, but it's important right now. Is it really important right now have a satellite? So even you don't make this question, you do this mistake that Angola do.
Mm-hmm.
You say the first satellites go, the next satellites go, and will be the three satellites satellites going.
But we already have many companies already vying for places or to occupy a space inside AngloSat.
Yeah, but you see the way of Elon Musk do the things about satellites is different, because you see that Elon Musk when he say that he's building the first satellites of SpaceX, he don't say that NASA stop to do your satellites. I will stop to pay our service of your satellites that I buy another times. I will stop this and I will only use mine. Yeah.
So he will use them both.
Yeah, they use them both. So we need to have a cooperation with the big men that you just know how this is working.
Mm-hmm.
So even you don't know how this.
But we are already connected to Russia.
I think that is not. I cannot say too much good connections. Yeah, I want to say like.
Yeah, we are connected to technicians from Russia.
We pay,
and they are the ones who built our satellite.
We buy the service of Russia, but the most important thing is that you know is like, we just pay. What is the functionality?
Mm-hmm.
Why these things that we build don't function?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that it is too much complicated to talk about this because we go in the political.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And
yeah.
We don't need to.
I don't want to talk politics.
I don't want to talk about this.
You're right, right. But in terms of learning technology in Angola, what can you say?
In terms
are young people interested in learning new technologies?
Young people are very and really interesting. So
you are also young.
I'm so young. My first contributed about for these people is my system. Mm-hmm. I built a system that permitted.
Well, which system did you build?
AAD.
Okay.
AAD is like.
Speak about it, man.
It's like a system learning in our part. So in our part of the world. So everybody that had not conditions, normal conditions, like financially, like dislocated, he can start with this system. So it is a program that can help you to have a man ability to create systems, to learn about machines, to learn about all topics that you really are interested to learning.
When did you build it?
I build a web system. I build a web system. So this web system.
So you can build it for other people as well.
Yeah, I can build it for other people. But in this focus, I really build it as like one system that help everybody learning about many things.
Okay.
Yeah, in simple words, it's like this. So in my system, you can know about AI, know about IoT, know about financially, know about how to build a house.
So about anything.
About anything. So, but the focus is technology, because we are here to talk about technology. The focus technology in my website and my system, there was a project with Detail. It's like people need to know programming. People need to know about future, because future is technology. Even everybody also, if everybody know about technology, if everybody know about how to build systems, how to build a website, how to build some things automatically, yeah, they are change our mindset, and they we're gonna
and
have
the way we live as well.
Yeah, yeah, and we're gonna live well, and we have a kids like a young kids that just have a big vision for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the things that I do. It's like create a site that you don't need to pay nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, only you have to have dedicated, and you need to deserve this. You know, you deserve this. This opportunity is too much big opportunity for anyone learning about anything that cannot pay.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Finnish, about example, if you're learning about machine intelligence, yeah, in the finish of this learning, you will make a test to certify that you have qualifications to be college, like you are a machine learning guys.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you make you make some tests.
This is funny, right?
Yeah, it's funny. You make some tests, and this website is working automatically, so if you can just validate it, if this guy is prepared to go to the jobs, or if he's not to prepare it and he's the gratitude to be start again. Yeah, and if you are prepared, then he up to you to go and do your life about all things that you just know. Yeah,
so what can you say about the efforts of the Angolan government to develop our country technologically speaking? The efforts of the Angolan government in developing the country in terms of technologies.
Do you think it's
enough?
No, I think it's positive. Yeah, I think it's positive first.
It's a big vision. Huh?
Yeah, it is a big vision.
Because they want to turn the country into the hub of technologies.
Yeah. Because you see, that's where when we are talking about relationships in Africa, and Angola is like a name who many people just say, Angola. When you say Angola, you just feel a respect. You say, you say like, yeah, this guy is Angola's. Okay, this is Angola's guys. Yeah. Because you feel that our government is felt like an image of Angola is gonna say Angola have a big image in our nations.
Yeah, I know. Like Angola in SA, if you say you're Angolan,
you already know. Yeah, Angola have a big
even in Namibia, man.
Yeah, Angola have a big views for our nation. So the first of our government about technology is too much importance and too much importance. I think that they can do better. I think that can create a more. I think that can create a more and free. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when we are talking about this, we don't talk about assets. Yeah, it's too much expensive.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to make a course, it's too much expensive. If you make a Cisco course, it's too much expensive to pay. So many people, you need to know that many people in Angola don't have a financial condition. So it is a big, big problem. So we can take this problem and say, yeah, we can solve this. It's too much simple to solve this. We have all of tools.
So
free.
We have technology as a tool.
Yeah, we just have this. Okay, just to say, just let's go. Do it's too simple.
So we have to. We only have to go forward. But is ITEL the only high school teaching technology in Angola, there are some others?
I have some others. ITEL have some. I can call this some sense. But not in this way. Not in this way. It's like
ITEL being the mother.
ITEL being the mother kids. And have some kids and very kids. So when we talk about technology in high school, we really the reference of this is ITEL. Because in ITEL, with the base, we just learning about mathematics, a serious mathematics.
And it has been the best school in Angola for a long time already.
You know, because we have a discipline. We have too much discipline. It's like people who go to the ITEL and say, I don't change nothing in my life. It's crazy. It's crazy, guys. Because when you go to the ITEL, it's like... the judge say, you condemn it, and your life is gonna change right now. So we see that in Italy we have this powerful. It's like they say Itel, and when you say Itel, you feel like a power. Mm-hmm. You feel like it is a lead. You know, it is like a lead of high
school. Itel is a leader in teaching technology. Then,
because they have a different methodology. And they have a different methodology with our schools that teach technology.
Cândido Ferreira.
Okay.
Yeah, from Itel. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope to have you again in the next editions.
Thank you so much for all this.
Okay. Well, dear listeners, that's it.
Thank you very much. After listening to this important magazine of talents of our motherland, let also give room to African music.
African music. The rhythms, voices, and sounds of the continent. African music. African music. Tout le monde est farouché.
Yeah. Abikiba. M.I.M.S.M.
Hello and welcome to African Music on the RNA International, a magazine that features the life and work of African music and singers. For today's edition, our journey takes us to the wonderful landscapes of Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, to feature about the life and work of a Tanzanian and African music icon, Ali Kiba. Mwambie asiogope Ali ni kipenzi cha watu tafanya pati nyumbani yoyote kwa ajili yake tena sije peke yake asiogope ajenga wenzake tafanya pati nyumbani yoyote kwa ajili yake tena sije peke yake asiogope ajenga rafiki zake basi mwambie oh Rafiki zake Sije peke yake Polo waje Aje waje Aje jamani yake Aje na mzizi aje Suri wake timilifu Ishamona na watu marufu tu Kina wema sepetu Nikoma namba bitu waka nishushwa shu Ili nikosesha Luno neka mdanganya No go pretend I see any check it. But you won't be a watch. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch
gonna marry you one day. Come through, baby girl. I just want us to speak. See, we met on a Monday. You must be next Monday, cause you make a man weak. Have you been to the west side? Forget whatever you see on these Nollywood films. I just wanna be your best guy. So let's try to you test fight it. No one is better than him, baby. Give me your digits. Google map my location, come visit. You should show up in something exquisite. I could come over to yours, girl, where is it? You could teach me to speak in Swahili. Like, sawa sawa mambo bibi. Can you tell that I'm feeling you, really? Ali Kiba and Emma, my baby. I know that you're
doing me a lot.
Ali Saleh Kiba, born on 29 November 1986, best known as Ali Kiba or occasionally as King Kiba, is a Tanzanian musician and songwriter. He is one of the most talented musicians in East Africa and mostly considered the king of Bongo Flava music genre. He is from Kigoma and the owner of King's Music label. With his songs such as Wana, Cinderella, Single Boy with Lady Jairi, Ali Kiba is usually regarded as one of the most successful bongo flower stars, usually associated with closely rivalry with diamond platinums. In 2008, Ali Kiba collaborated with R. Kelly and other African musicians on 1-8 projects. Since then, the award-winning singer collaborated with various music heavyweights such as Patro Ranking, Swati Soul, Meryl, Naya Shinki, Carly Croft Jones, and Sarkozy, among others. Around 2011, Ali Kiba took a 3-year hiatus from the music industry and returned in 2014 with the release of Moana. The song was well received by fans and made him win 5 awards at the 2015 Tanzanian Music Awards. And for now, dear listener, with the title of the song Moana, in the voice of this master of African music, Ali Kiba.
Yeah.
Mali ni nyingi nyumbani, kipi kimekukimbiza? Ona papio mamio, wote wanakulilia. Mtoto peke yako nyumbani, kipi kimekukimbiza? Ona papio mamio, wote wanakulilia. Ndani ya Dar es Salaam ulikuja bure, tena kimwana, kimwana, kujui kuchuna. Na zile lawama za wale walokuzoeza, ulikuja jana na leo tofauti sana. Tena bure yule wa jana, wa leo tofauti sana. Dakika mbili mbele nyuma, kichwa kinauma. Tena bure yule wa jana, wa jana leo wa jana. Dakika mbili mbele nyuma, kichwa kinauma. Salam, mambo matamu ya kukwisha. We bado mtoto kwa mama, ujayajua mengi. Wende tezi na omo, marije ungamani. Amesema sana mama, dunia tambara povu. Unasali na shubiri, ujana giza na nuru. We mwana, we mwana, mwana jeuri sana. Ulichokipata huko pata, umekosa ulivyo acha. Kwa baba yako mwana, na mama yako mwana. Chacho lido vitaka, vingi ulivyo acha. Oh yeah yeah, wana unajitisa sana.
Oh yeah yeah, omame, omame, aya omame, omame, omame.
Wana unajitisa sana.
Oh yeah yeah, omame, omame, aya omame, 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 aya omame.
Red, my water. Passiamo su chitarra.
La letta la mamma, we will la letta la mamma. La letta la mamma, we will la letta la mamma.
Ali Kiba was signed under Rockstar 400, Music Label honored by Christine Morsha. Under the label, Ali Kiba released many hit songs including Shesha, Shekesha, Sheketua, and Aji, a Bongo Flava love song that was ranked number 3 by Not Just Okai on their list of best 100 Zanian songs of the decade, ranking from 2012 to 2022. In May 26, Ali Kiba signed to Sony Music, being the first East African to sign up the recording company. He left both Sony and Rockstar 400 in 2021 and started his own record label, Higgs Music, which now houses different Tanzanian arts such as Tommy Flavor, Vanilla, K2GA, and Abdu Kiba. In November 2021, Ali Kiba released his third studio album titled One Only One King, containing 16 songs including Uto, Niketa, Salute featuring Rudy Boy, Jealous featuring Mayorokon, and Washa featuring Nayashinki. Only One King, which Ali Kiba termed as a pan-African album, went on to win the Best Album category in the 2022 Tanzanian Music Awards, a highly prestigious ceremony that Ali Kiba went on to win 5 awards in a single night, where he also won other categories such as Best Male Artist, People's Choice Award, Best Music Videos for his smash hit Salute featuring Nigerian Rude Boy, Best Melodic Songwriter of the Year, and Best Eastern African Artist during the ceremony. For now, dear lesson, let's dance to the title of the song Dojo and then to the title of the song Huku, featuring Tommy Flavor. Enjoy!
Ndani vitendo si maneno maneno leo nakupa kitengo kwa kufika malengo umeziba mapengo kwa upendo upendo bwana wana single and seen if you call your sendo yeah mana rembo mapuchuza mama nashukuru umekuza chana mapete Tunza anamba moja wote wapuza na umesha nisimai na yo 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 mama yo mama yo na yo 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 mama yo na umesha nisimai na yo 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 mama yo 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 Sayari ngepita kimondo oh, na machungu ya kibongo na usiape time ya kutibu wenyongo no, mana mrembo na kuchuza mana na shukuru umekuza chana chema pete na kutunza namba Kunja ote wa buruza na umesha nisima na yo 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 love na yo 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 love na yo 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 love your love your love na yo 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 love na yo 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 love na yo 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 love your love your love
Cinderella became the biggest selling record in East Africa in 2008, and her second album Ali for Ali K for Real was released in 2009 with the mega hits Nakashi Mrembo, Nishom, and Anti Nyasiam. He was later endorsed by the mobile telephony brand Itel Africa alongside the Billboard Most Influential Global R&B Artist of the Past 25 Years. American recording artists R. Kelly and seven of Africa's other megastars, artist Fally Ipupa from France or DRC, Faisa Idiba from Nigeria, Aman from Kenya, Muvai Zahaleni from Gabon, Naviu from Uganda, JK from Zambia, Ali Kaba has been nominated for Best International Act for Black Entertainment Film, Fashion, Television and Arts Awards in 29. Best Eastern African Artist for African Music Awards in 29. Winner of Best Zouk Rumba Song at the Kili Music Awards in 2012. Nominated for Best Tanzanian Writer, Best Male Artist and Best Collaborating Song with Lady Jai for Kili Music Awards in 2013. On 20 May 2016, he signed a deal with Sony Music Entertainment. He later left Sony in 2021 after working with them for 5 years. Well, dear listeners, full stop for today's edition of African Music. It was a short but very interesting journey throughout the life of the Tanzanian music star. Until the next edition of African Music, dear listeners, let's say goodbye with this great hit with the title of the song, On Fire. Goodbye.
Umejawa safi unabaya Umepata sije kosea Jamani this girl she's on fire On fire Akia mungu sita retire Oh retire Umenyimwa tatabia mbaya Umenyimwa paka figa mbaya Umenyimwa paka sura mbaya Umenyimwa tatabia mbaya Umenyimwa paka figa mbaya Umenyimwa tatabia mbaya Oh, girl, you on fire Penda, okay, dance so slowly, me a tie Okay, dance so slowly, me a tie Okay, dance so slowly, me a Oh, girl, you on fire Utakavyo ni tati Kwako I believe Dunia yangu umeitala Mwingine sipo Nikiwa mapenzi karata Kwako nimeambakopa Nakupenda mpaka naogopa Usije kuondoka Wanipatia faraja Aya so mapenzi baraka Dunia nzima unanipenda mi Sim, sim, sim.